We will hear from Jessie Latham Wierkes, who will represent the graduating class with her remarks. Jessie hails from Mesa, Arizona, and is graduating with university honors in English.
4 years ago, I arrived at BYU with lofty expectations. I expected to grow intellectually and spiritually. I expected to be instant friends with my freshman roommates. I expected my classes to be a breeze because I thought I was smart. I expected to graduate unmarried. I expected to broaden my horizons and learn as much as I could. I'm guessing we all had various expectations as we arrived here, some outrageous and some reasonable. If your experience has been like mine, all of your expectations were not met. But I would surmise that our unmet expectations, whatever they were, brought good things to our college experiences, contributing to the people that we've become. Some of my expectations were longstanding, dating from when I first started to think about coming to college. As a 5 or 6-year-old, I remember my astonishment at discovering that doctoral degrees existed in many areas. I could become a doctor of something other than medicine. That became my goal. I settled on a Juris Doctorate, though at the time I didn't know that's what law degrees are called, because I wanted to be a United States Supreme Court Justice, a position that sounded even more glamorous to my young years than present. After all, justices do wear robes. When I finally said goodbye to my childhood dreams and settled into the world of English literature at BYU, I felt a little apprehensive. I loved what I studied, but at the time, I couldn't really think of anything less influential. Maybe some of you had similar experiences as you chose your major or changed your major because of those feelings. While I persevered in English, something that I have become very passionate about, as I made that choice, a story that botanist Paul Allen Cox tells became very important to me. While on a tour of the Salt Lake Temple, Dr. Cox started wondering how his skills as a scholar of botany could possibly help build the kingdom of God. He couldn't carve stone or do any of the carpentry work that had ornamented the Salt Lake Temple. But when he saw the desk where James E. Talmage wrote Jesus the Christ, he had an epiphany. He realized that all professions have their place. All have a contribution to making the kingdom. It is my conviction that BYU exists primarily to help us contribute to the kingdom in whatever profession we choose. As we leave this place, we must, however, choose to make a difference to the world. BYU allows us to have more influence, more opportunities to increase his kingdom on the earth, including in our professional lives and in our communities, because we have responsibilities not only to our families and to our friends, but to humanity. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "All labor that uplifts humanity has dignity and importance and should be undertaken with painstaking excellence." As graduates of Brigham Young University, a dedication to humanity and to excellence is something that we should all continue to cultivate in all aspects of our lives, family, ecclesiastical, professional, and civic. We should be uplifting as many people as we can, because if we love God, we love those around us. During our time at BYU, we've set the stage for a lifetime of learning and service. Independent of major or career choice, if we stick to that path we forge for ourselves, we can serve our fellow men. As we set out on our postgraduate path, we should first show gratitude. Like you, I am grateful for mentors, professors, classmates, and friends who have guided me and helped me through the maze that is higher education. I am thankful to the BYU Board of Trustees for valuing what we can do with an education and helping us to obtain one. I am thankful to my husband and to my family, to my Savior and to my Heavenly Father. All of these people deserve our thanks today. And now, it is time to go and do. Much has been given here and much is required. I entered BYU scared to talk to people, overconfident in my own intellectual abilities, and convinced that I didn't need anyone else to succeed. I leave here humbled, although a little less able to hold a less stilted conversation with someone I've just met. I leave here acutely and thankfully aware of how crucial associates, colleagues, roommates, friends, and family are to leading a successful and happy life. I leave BYU with the knowledge that I'm not nearly as smart as that freshman who arrived here 4 years ago, but I have learned how to think more critically, and I have learned how to learn. With the help of others and through hard work, we can and will accomplish something worthwhile. We leave here with a firm conviction that we have been blessed to be at BYU and that we have a responsibility to God and to those we love and serve to do something of great worth. May we not only be relieved, but refreshed and rededicated as we face this beginning before us. Congratulations, graduates. Thank you.